Let's find ourselves in some kind of stillness. We're going to start a bunch of weeks, perhaps, looking at meditating with a focus on the breath. And tonight, we're going to start just with the most basic gesture of bringing attention to the breathing and playing a little bit with what it's like to just observe the natural breath and what it's like to alter the breath a bit and how those things are related to each other. Are we first just bringing the body into stillness, whether seated on a chair or cushion, bench, lying down, standing up. If there's one thing that distinguishes what we often call meditation from other kinds of inner discipline, I've come to think that it's primarily stillness that is the distinction, not anything particular we're doing with our attention. You can cultivate concentration and mindfulness and energy in movement or stillness in many kinds of posture. But there's a distinct shift in the quality of presence and in the energy possible when we become still. And this is because we are, I think it's partly because we are letting go of following the impulse toward movement. So there's a deep letting go. There's a letting impulses pass by, especially when there's restlessness. And this relates directly to our practice of coming into contact with breathing. So we bring the body into stillness. And we understand that stillness is never completely still as long as we're alive, and even after we aren't. That life is moving through us always. Maybe you feel the rising and falling energy of breathing, or the pulse of the heart, or the wave of many different kinds of energy, pulsation, vibration in the body, around the body. And there's the little movements of equilibrium. As the vestibular system keeps us balanced, the little swaying around center. If you get very still, one of the things you'll notice is a constant tiny correction, at least in the beginning of meditation, to maintain the upright posture. So little movements side to side, front and back, around the central column. And of course, the breath affects this. So the wave of the breath moving also around the central column, bringing a little sway to the body, even if imperceptible from outside. Begin by just feeling how the body moves in stillness, with the breath as one of the largest movements. Notice where you feel the breath. If you notice the movement of the belly more, or the movement of the chest and ribs. Or maybe you notice more sensation in the throat or the back of the mouth or in the nose or at the tip of the nose. Generally, the encouragement is to breathe through the nose if that's possible for you. And then to relax around the breathing process. The foundation of all practice with the breath is the simple, but not always easily accessible, knowing that we are breathing. Well, the most basic mindfulness of breathing is just to know that the breath is coming in and out. So how do you know that? What kind of information or feeling is coming to consciousness that tells you that I'm breathing? This is breath. And then to get one step more detailed, feel or notice the information that tells you when the breath is coming in or going out. This instruction alone is enough for a long retreat, deepening in focus and ease. So just know when the breath is coming in, know when the breath is going out, and to bring the attention into some focus, being not distracted. You can support this by labeling the breath, saying the word in or rising, perhaps, if you're feeling the belly rise. And then out or falling, if you're feeling the belly fall. Sometimes if the mind is really conducive to wandering, if it really wants to wander away from the breath, I might say the word several times. In, in, in. For the full length of the inhale, and then out, 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 the whole length of the exhale. This is the foundation of mindfulness of breathing. And the instruction suggests that we are observing the natural breath, the body as it is just breathing naturally without trying to lengthen the breath or deepen it or do anything to it. So notice if that is so. Notice if this breath feels natural, if it feels like you're not changing it. It's hard to remember what exactly the breath was doing before you started paying attention to it. But it's likely that as soon as we started consciously attending to the breath, it changed a little bit. Often it deepens a little as soon as we look at it. It's hard to test this out, because it's hard to not look at it and observe it at the same time. But you could play with it by letting go of the meditation on breath, maybe letting your eyes open, looking around the room, ignoring the breath for a moment, almost like you want to see it just out of the corner of your eye, but not let it know you're looking. And see if it changes at all when you're attending to something else. And then bring your attention back to it, maybe closing the eyes again if that feels good. And often what will happen there is the breath will lengthen. Now, see what happens for you. Bring the attention away from the breath. Just see it barely. And then bring attention fully back to it. See if it shifts. And we can plant the seed. Now, it's hard to do this when you're focused. So if you're focused, it's hard to see what's happening when you're not focused. So let's plant the seed that maybe a little later in the meditation, if you find yourself distracted, the mind has wandered for some time into story, before you come back to the breath, let's have a moment where you wake up to being distracted, and before you come back, notice what's happening in your breath. Notice how you're breathing while you're distracted, if you can. No problem if that's hard to see, it's just a little game. But now let's try the opposite of trying to just observe. Now we'll do a breath where we intentionally change the breath, just a little. Intentionally breathe in a little deeper and out a little deeper. And either breathe in and out about the same length, or if you like, lengthen the exhale, which just supports calm and steadiness, stillness, releasing. Notice what it's like, not just the energetic effect of slowing or deepening or lengthening the breath, but what it feels like to be guiding the breath at all, whatever you're asking it to do. There's a little energy of volition. Breathe volitionally or intentionally and see what that's like. So if you've been following with these instructions, in addition to exploring the natural breath and just observing, and exploring the guided breath, the volitional breath, I'm suggesting lengthening, but you could do anything with it. You could hold the breath, you could do short breaths. Feeling those two. Now we'll go into a period of silence, meditation together in silence. And you could choose. I'll suggest choose one and stay with it, but you could flip-flop a little if you want to. Don't go back and forth too much. Choose one, either the natural breath, so you're really trying not to alter the breath, and just observe. You know when it's long and when it's short, without trying to change it. Or choose altering the breath a little bit, very gently, and you're going to go for a breath that's comfortable. So really, what feels good? Would lengthening a little feel good? Would relaxing and shortening feel good? Deepening feel good? find a breath that feels good and move the breath pattern toward that. Really with as little effort as possible, very soft touch. So choose one of these and we'll meditate with the breath for the rest of our time together. And close the meditation with the homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa. If you're in a space where you can chant, feel free to chant along. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa.